Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Good evening, everybody, or good afternoon, depending where you're listening from. My name's Matthew Donaghy. I have with me co-host Adam Weller. We're doing a show tonight on men and all things men and very much what it means to be a man in this modern world. So let me just allow Adam to introduce himself.
Yeah, hello, everybody, and welcome wherever you're listening from in the world. I think it's going to be a really good show tonight and really excited to get onto this subject.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. It's something, and it's a subject I've been wanting to cover for quite a while. And when I say we're discussing sort of men, or sort of like the waking the man is probably more appropriate. And how to be the best man you can in today's world. It's not surprising that men are often confused with their roles and where they play in society these days. With women, there's a lot of girl power being much talked about and endorsed, but very much there hasn't been that side for men. So it's how does a man get his authentic needs met, and what help there is around for dealing with emotions and mental health needs. So it's quite a broad subject and something that's very passionate to myself, because it's something I've very much been through a long journey on, of self-discovery. And on that path of self-discovery, it's you realise just how suppressed we are in so many different ways, and this goes for everybody, male, female. It doesn't matter where you're from. It's just that there's more of a stigma for guys around wanting to be tough and be strong and supportive. And what I found is that by men telling themselves this, that we actually suppress emotions a lot more than females, because we feel that emotion is a weakness, and a lot of guys feel weak talking about emotions. Now, I've worked in the construction industry for well over 25 years, and Adam is a mechanic, so we're very much manly men doing manly jobs. So what makes us any different from any other men? And I think the only answer I could give you on that is, actually, I've never been scared of my emotions. The only one that really scared me was anger, but I was never afraid to talk about it. Because actually, the place I was in mentally at the time, my emotional pots were so full, there wasn't room for any more. So it had to come out. And I realized that what's actually holding a lot of men back is that we don't deal with our emotions. And as I said, this does go for women as well, especially with working with Breath for Life breathwork. That's very much what we do. It's clearing out those emotional pots. But what men are confused in this day and age, I don't know whether you agree, Adam, but there's so many almost like contradictions that it's confusing to know sort of what's true and what's not. For me, what do I mean by that? Well, I think for young guys, it's a really confusing world, because when I grew up, we were, you try and impress girls and try and look nice and brush your hair and make an effort. And you were always told that actually looks don't matter. That's not what girls go for. What a real woman is looking for is for personality. And then you look at the world that we're living in now, and it's like sometimes I question, are the girls going to the circus that night or the pub? Because the amount of makeup and sort of fake hair and eyelashes and that sort of thing that they put on, it's just putting on a mask. And if these women are out looking for guys that are going for personality, why are they feeling the need to sort of put all this makeup on? And I think it's sort of pressure. And I know it's very much a lot of guys talk about it on the building site or where they work in the office, that girls say to guys that they're only doing it for them, to look nice for them. And it confused me because it doesn't look nice. And I couldn't understand it. And I had discussions with Adam, and it boils down to sort of having that self-belief in self. I mean, I have many friends, and a lot of my female friends don't wear makeup. And it's so refreshing and so nice to see, because they have the confidence from within, and it's something I work on with many of my clients. But when you have a contradiction like that, it can be really difficult as a man to know when to be honest and when to support a partner or a friend, rather than just be honest. And I think it's something blokes are really, really scared of, is not necessarily being judged, but about being honest. Because people, we are so suppressed as men or as people, that we do get scared, and we don't want to be judged. There's a lot of trolling that goes on, and I know I've said it in previous shows that actually I think it's time for people to speak their mind. We should all be courteous. We should all respect each other 100%. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what your sex is. We're all equal. We're all pink inside. And I think that's really important to remember. Just to put it over to Adam, have you got anything you'd like to add to this before I sort of switch?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it is one of them. And you know, I'm sure, obviously, women will probably say the same. But it's one of them, at times, it's sort of, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, you know. It's, you know, I mean, especially sort of when you are looking around sort of relationships and attracting a partner and that, it's, you know, yes, it's good to make an effort and that sort of thing. But, you know, for me especially, I don't want someone that's painted it on, you know. And it is very much more about, you know, if Tamaris, if you're being real about it, yes, okay, there has to be that physical attraction. There has to be that something to get you to go over and spark the conversation or whatever it may be. But for me, it's so much more important to actually be able to have a conversation, you know, especially if you're talking in a sort of in a relationship or that sort of thing, where you can be honest and, you know, I don't know, they ask your opinion on how they look or this, that, the other. You can be honest, and it's, you know, it's not about putting them down or anything like that. It's just about stating your preference. Okay, so how do I look? Well, actually, if I'm being real honest, I don't think that top goes with those shoes, or whatever the case may be. But it's being able to express that and, like I say, not receive that judgment or whatever the case may be, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's realizing that actually, and it's something training with Penny has taught me, is that when you have a male or a female that is 100% real and knows themselves, actually you can talk about anything. And again, it's almost like a sub-stigma that what stops men and women being really close in relationships is that they're not brutally honest. And it's not being, when I would say brutally honest, it's being completely honest, rather than saying something or twisting it slightly so that you don't hurt their feelings or something like that. When you realise that actually nothing's personal and an opinion is just an opinion, it doesn't hurt. And actually, we take too much stuff to heart. And again, it's showing another pattern within men that we've taken on board, is that we can't speak our minds. And actually, if we're really honest, it can be hurtful. But what I find more hurtful is if you find that someone hasn't been honest with you. And I've always been of the mind, and Penny's exactly the same. Penny is the one that taught me the saying, and it is that, you know, I don't care what you think, just be 100% honest with me. Tell me what my good points, but also what my bad points are as well. If someone's being 100% honest with you, then that's it. That's all you need, because the level of trust, when you realise somebody can actually be that honest, even though it might hurt, you know they're on your team. You know they've got your highest will and good in their heart, and it's very much that's what I think what is missing for guys is. We've almost lost a bit of our passion. Very much, I know a man when he projects anger can be extremely scary. Well, the flip side of anger is passion. And working within breathwork, work with a lot of clients or a lot of guys that will turn around and say, oh, I just need to get rid of my anger. It's taking over. I just can't deal with things. And when you look at men with anger issues, their passion has been squashed. Their passion effectively has been flipped into anger. And that's why they're so angry, because they're angry because they're not passionate, and they can't be passionate because they're so angry. It was a 101 case for me. If you had asked me 10 years ago, what's your main issue? That was it. And it was like, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't say that to them, you can't be this, you can't do that. Oh, and by the way, everything that you're feeling, you have to suppress it, because you can't cry because you've got a man up. You can't get angry because that's inappropriate. And all of this, it's like we've suppressed ourselves. And again, what I'm trying to get across is when you do the work around the anger and you flip it to passion, it's like, and Penny would say, it's the biggest turn on for women. When you see a man in passion, it's like, yeah, I want some of that. Whereas you see a man in anger and it'll scare you. So one of my missions is to work with guys and get them to really understand, A, that for want of a better expression, emotions are your friends. It's kind of like, what we've got to realise is we're human beings. Now, there's male and this female, we have a physical side, we have a mental side, and we have an emotional side. Now, we know we have a physical side, and we go to the gym and we keep that looking or healthy. You put good food into it, you nourish it well. With the brain, it's like people do a lot of brain exercises, and we'd like to look after the mind, but the emotional side is the side that people just haven't looked into. Mindfulness, we do a lot of sort of working within mindfulness, but the thing I've also found is that it doesn't matter how much you tell yourself something, if you don't feel it, then it's incongruent and things don't change. And I think that's probably for me, I don't know about you, Adam, but the thing I found with men on the path is they say once they get that it's safe to feel their emotions, it's like they take off, and finally it's like rather than them telling themselves that things are going to change, they realise by doing the emotional work that things do change.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's when you start to see the passion almost instantly start to kick back in. because you know they realise that actually 90% of what we're told is complete BS, and you know, and especially with things like man up and that sort of thing. I mean,
yeah,
it's almost one of the worst things out there. You know, telling everybody to man up, oh, man up, not crying doesn't make you a man. You know, if that's genuinely what your body needs to do, holding it in and pushing it down because no, big burly build of me, I don't cry. I'm sorry, if that's what you need to do, then do it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know I've said it on previous shows that there's so many things out there that you don't realise are actually sort of more men enjoy football, going to football, to vent their frustration at the referee, that actually watch the game. And we had a really interesting conversation when we were saying, isn't it great that men can find that place where they can go and rant at sort of a load of players on a field that probably can't hear what they're saying and wouldn't take it to heart, rather than go home and take it out on their family. And it's like we need more things to encourage men to vent appropriately. I have projects in the UK. I run regular sort of taster days for breath work, but also I'm introducing rage rooms. And what it is it's a place where men can come and safely deal with their anger issues, and it would be open to women as well. But it's getting guys to actually realise that telling yourself that things are going to get better is not going to help. And happiness is not going to come when you get that new girlfriend that's slightly different, or the new car, or the new house, or you go on holiday so you forget about it for a few weeks. It's like we need to stand up in an appropriate way and deal with things. So really enjoying the show. Can't wait to carry it on after the break. We'll see you in a few.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hello and welcome back. Good to have you back. So we're discussing what it means to be a man in this world today. It's a confusing world. And the next sort of part of the show, I very much wanted to put towards explaining a little bit about mine and Adam's story. And although we're two very different guys from very different backgrounds to very different career paths, actually none of that means anything, because we've used an effective tool to be able to deal with our emotions. And it doesn't matter what upbringing you come from, how intelligent you are, none of it matters when it comes to actually doing the work that is effective. I'm not sure about in America, but there's been a lot of push in the UK in recent months for mental health. Last year we had a lot of stuff around mental health awareness. Now they've cranked it up a notch, and they're saying that actually, rather than just being aware of mental health, we need to start talking about it. Well, I'm going to crank it up another notch and say, actually, talking about it is not good enough. We do have a huge amount of people, and this is where I go broad, because we're not just talking about men here. Obviously, the focus of the show is. But we need to start taking action, because there's millions and millions of people out there that are not living the lives full of passion and joy that we are. And that's very much what sparked my passion to do, to become a Breath for Life practitioner, because it changed my life so radically that it was, I couldn't quite believe it. And I thought, why doesn't everybody know about this? Why is this not plastered around everywhere, that actually there is some help out there that's effective when it comes to mental health, or even mild anxieties, depression, any of that? I've got so many cases of sort of that have been proven through my clients that this stuff works. And that's where my passion initially was ignited, when I realized what a difference it makes. So it is very much for us, it's like we have an awareness that mental health exists, and yes, that's great, and we can talk about it, but actually that doesn't solve anything. We need to actually take some action. And that was, for me, what I loved about Breath for Life breathwork. It's a very, very specific breathwork that we use, and it's designed to work with your emotions, specifically on your emotions and trauma. And for me, what I loved about it is, actually, if I wanted to share something with Penny before or leading up to a breathwork session, then that was appropriate. However, it didn't matter whether I talked about it or not. When I got into the breathwork, I dealt with it. And it's as simple as that. And that's why I really wanted to put the message out there to guys, is it's kind of like, guys, it's time to make a change, and it's time to start doing some work and flipping that anger into passion, and realizing that we count, and we don't have to keep suppressing our emotions and keeping ourselves in the same circles. And yes, you can talk about it. However, if talking about it is too scary, or you don't like talking about it, actually there is something out there that will still help you. And that, for me, was what made Breath for Life so safe, was that actually it didn't matter what I had been through. If I felt I could share it, I could. But if it was way too scary for me to even think about myself, didn't matter, because I could still deal with the emotion. And with a good guide like Penny, and any of the practitioners that Penny's trained, it's like, with that safety and that trust, you can literally get through anything. And I don't think there's enough people out there speaking the words specifically to guys and saying, look, it's all right. I mean, I'm a builder. I'm a manly man. I cry my eyes out sometimes. I skip down the street and laugh in joy sometimes. It's like, if I feel like doing it, I'll do it. And there's when you really let go and think, actually, you know what, I'm just going to do what I feel like doing. And I, when I say that, I mean naturally feeling. So I'll share an example. When I go to soft play with my niece and nephew, two types of people in general, and you get the parents that will run around and have a laugh with their kids, and then you'll have the parents that sit on the outside looking at the other parents thinking they look crazy. And yeah, a 40-year-old guy running through soft play, doing somersaults, skipping around, acting like a monkey, doing all sorts of things, whatever I feel like at the time, may seem a bit strange, but I tell you what, it feels amazing. And the interaction I get with my niece and nephew, because I just don't worry about what I look like or what people may judge me, and I'm just having fun. I'm Fun Uncle Matt, and they know, as long as there's two rules with me, as long as you're safe and your behavior is good, then anything goes. And you find if you give children clear boundaries, then they can play within it. And I suppose that's kind of what we're trying to do with the show tonight, is saying to the guys, look, these are the boundaries. Every man cries. Every man wants to shout sometimes. We all do bear in cave. So if someone tells us something we don't like, we go in the cave, and it, depending on what they said, depends on how long we spend in the cave. But we're only ready to talk about it when we come out the cave. And, well, we don't actually know when that is. It's when it happens. And that's a very mannish trait. But it's saying that actually we can be like this. People won't judge you. And actually, if people do judge you for crying, who are they judging? Are they judging you, or are they judging themselves? I would say to you, it's themselves. So it's sort of stop worrying about the stigmas and some of the worries around, well, what will people say? Would people think that I'm a wimp or I'm sensitive? And it's kind of like, actually, when you're in control of your emotions, you're far stronger. You will have that sensitive side because you're in touch with your emotions. However, emotionally, you'll be far stronger than you are now. Because when you're sitting on a whole load of emotions and you're just trying to suppress them, you just don't feel the joy, the natural state. So just handing over to Adam for a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, some really good points. You know, I mean, especially sort of with what you were just saying right at the end, you know, it's like, I'm sure we've all had those occasions, you know, where someone has done something, they've pushed that button, and you may have even sort of seen a bit of red, and you're talking to your mate about it, and it's like, it took every fibre of my being to, I don't know, not get out of the car and drag him out of his car, or you know, whatever the case may be. And it's like, so if you're using that much energy on occasions to contain it, how much energy are you using in your everyday life just holding on to all this crap and baggage, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, very much like you just said, when you start to do the work and you start to transmute and flip these emotions, then they come back in as a resource, and you do gain strength from it, and you do grow from it, you know. And just want to sort of make a point about sort of listening to what Matthew was saying about, you know, the mental health, and it really is a big thing. And you know, in some ways, yes, it's great that we are talking about it, but very much like he says, it's like talk can only do so much, you know. And for me, especially at the start of my journey, you know, like I said, I couldn't talk about the stuff I was going through. And you know, being real honest, when I found Breath for Life breath work, I didn't particularly know that it was about emotions and that's what I was going into. I sort of, I booked the session and went in blind. And yeah, I think as a man, had I have known beforehand, I probably would have questioned it and no, I don't need to do that. So, and that's probably why I didn't. I just turned up and then found out. But actually, the more work I've done, and especially like say when you've got a good guide and you have got that safe space that is non-judgmental, I find now actually, whereas at the beginning I couldn't talk about things, now actually I find that just adds to it, because it's like I'm using the process of Breath for Life to clear the emotional baggage behind it. But then with a bit of conversation and understanding, you then gain clarity, which helps on the mental side of things. And you haven't got a million stories running around your head. Well, oh, well, it could have been this and it could have been that and it could have been the other. Because you've got to the answers and you've got to the understanding that you need to. And it's the holistic approach when you're, you know, it's the mental and the emotional, knowing we tend to take good care of the physical anyway.
Yeah, well, I think you sort of have to work on both or all three just to have that balance. And that's very much what it's all about, is having balance. And so many people don't. And I think one of the other really interesting point, because what Adam was saying, because very much when I speak to people about breath work, there's lots of different types of breath work out there. Obviously, you've got lots of different methods. Breath for Life is specifically designed to work on your consciousness, so very much you'd be working within the subconscious and also the superconscious within breath work. And the way I like to explain it is the subconscious is split roughly into two parts, and it's 40% of the brain's capacity. Now, 20% of that is generally taken up by skills. So when you're first learning to drive, it takes a bit of time and you have to consciously think about it and you have to consciously suppress the skill into the subconscious. So 10 years later or 20 years later, however long you've been driving, you get in a car and you literally don't even think about it. Everything comes naturally. You're making hundreds of thousands of decisions in a second that keep you on the road and keep you safe. So those are the skills that we suppress into the subconscious. The other 20% of the subconscious you could see as like a warehouse of your emotions. So there'd be lots of boxes with various different suppressed emotions with memories attached to them. And when you think, if you've got 20% of your consciousness being used up just from your emotional baggage, not only are you feeling it physically, but mentally you're actually holding yourself or being held back, because when you deal with those emotional blocks and the trauma that you've been through, that 20% then becomes a resource. It's no longer full of all the emotional suppressions that you've made. And that's why we talk about what we do as personal evolution, because again, it's very much working with three: mind, body, spirit, mind, body, soul. That sort of thing. We very much we use NLP. We do a lot of stuff around NEDs, which is new empowering decisions. So that's working on a neurological level and working on thought forms, judgments and that sort of thing. And it's when you've worked on the judgments, and you can actually then make new judgments, new decisions, new choices, because a lot of us don't even realize that we're having these thoughts. We're not conscious of our thoughts all the time. So it's working on that for the mind. Breath for Life, breath work for the feeling, for the emotion, and for the higher state of consciousness. And when you put the two together, it's really quite an amazing transformation. And that, for me, that's why I found it just an unbelievable experience, because it was sort of feeding both sides of the brain, and the more free of my emotions I became, the more I felt I'd grown, sort of, I would say spiritually, but also scientifically as well, because it's, you just feel more connected and you understand more. And I think, again, that's a, sort of a part that a lot of blokes are pushed away from, because you would call them fluffy bunnies in America. We would call them love and light. And there are interesting groups of people that would say that you can just think yourself free of your emotions. And it's a real shame that people are being misled, because and when something becomes fluffy and pink and unicorned and empowered, there's no bigger turn off to a guy. We just want to, we want something that's real. If we can see it, smell it, taste it, then it's real. And again, that's one thing that I'm really passionate about, because I'm a man's man. And that's what puts a lot of blokes off, is that so many people out there are making it about themselves and their spiritual journey and what they've done and this, that and the other, that they don't get across the message that breathwork works, and it's an extremely effective tool. And it doesn't matter whether you're spiritual or religious or atheist, it'll still work. And it doesn't mean that you're going to become this stark, raving, happy, clappy lunatic. It doesn't matter what your personality is. It's like, you don't have to change who you are in your heart. Some of your behaviours may need to change. However, you don't need to become this new person. And there's a lot of talk in the UK around, people talk about it as it's fluffy, and again, for me, what where my passion comes out is, I've discovered a spiritual side to myself by doing the deep work, and it's truth. And there's a lot of non-truths around spirituality, and it's going to be a real interesting third part to the show. We'll be back after the break, and we look forward to it.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak,
We know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. So we're covering all topics around men and modern men in this world and what it means, and getting out there to that we need to start dealing with some of our issues. So just to say that, carry on from what I was saying, is there's a lot of people out there, a lot of guys are put off from sort of breath work and that sort of thing, because people are not being truthful, and it's almost like this stigma around what it means to be spiritual, and it's like, well, you have to change your name to Moonbeam and wear tie-dye and, oh, I'm healed, and oh, now I'm a healer for everybody else. And you just think, well, that's just taking no responsibility, and you're certainly not telling the absolute complete truth. There is a truth to spirituality, and you feel it. And if you feel it, then you know it. And that's all I'm really trying to get across, is actually you don't have to wear an ochre robe to be spiritual. And you can't wear an ochre robe and suddenly you're a guru. And it reminds me of a story that Penny told me, and I'd like to give credit to whoever's story it is, because I can't remember. But there's a taxi driver and a man of God stood at the gates of heaven waiting to get in. And the man of God, slightly nose is slightly put out of joint, because he stood behind a taxi driver. And he thinks, I've spent my whole life in service to God, and I'm stood behind a taxi driver. That's interesting. And the taxi driver gets called up, and he's asked a few questions, and he's allowed in. And the man of God thinks, sweet, I'm in. If a taxi driver can get into heaven, so can I. And so he walks up to the gates, and he's asked a few questions, and he said, yeah, I've been in service my whole life, and I've always tried my very best. And he's told that, unfortunately, he's not allowed in today. And he said, but why? A taxi driver's got in, but I haven't. That doesn't make sense. And he's turned to very gracefully, and he said, when you gave your sermons in church, lots of people fell asleep. When that guy drove his taxi, everybody prayed. And I think it puts a real lightness on spirituality and that side of things. And I think, again, it's something that we can be open about and talk about, and it doesn't have to be pink and fluffy. It's something that's real, and there's a truth to it. So just say it how it is. We don't have to engage our egos and make up fantastical words to put in front of Reiki to make it even more special, and things like that. It's just saying, look, this stuff's real, let's take it for what it is, and let's embrace it. And again, bringing it back to the guys, that's what we're trying to do with breath work here. It's kind of like, this is a serious bespoke action therapy that can blast through years of mental depression, anxiety, anger issues, the list goes on. I won't list them all, because it'll be the end of the show before I know it. But it is, we're not just talking to guys that are dealing with mental health, but very much I know a lot of businessmen, there's a lot of guys in corporate. We are, because of the way the world has been in the past, the men have generally gone out to work. Now, I'm all for equality. It wouldn't matter to me who was the breadwinner in my family. However, a lot of guys have sort of, where you build a business, and again, I'm talking to women out there as well, but have you spent your life building a business because you've had a focus on it, and the dream has been to sort of gain the success or gain sort of a status around your business because it's what you were told to do, and you were told if you did that, you'd be successful and happy. And you've gained the success, but it's like the happiness isn't there. This is something that we can help you with. Again, this is something that Breathwork or Breath for Life can help with, because a lot of us make decisions, and a lot of guys have made decisions that they're going to build a business and build a company, and that's going to be the dream, and then they're going to be able to employ people to do their job, and then they won't have to be in the office, so they can spend more time with the family. It hasn't quite worked out that way. Well, there are ways when you delve into your emotional sort of issues, you will gain clarity around actually where you want your life to be and how you can effectively change it. And you can run an empire but have a family life as well. Generally, what stops people is the what they're telling themselves and what they're being told. They're taking advice from business experts, which is great when it comes to building businesses and finances. However, if you want to change your life, you talk to people that have got a tool for helping you do that. And Penny help a lot of business owners that have sort of just concentrated on being the professional, and actually what they're missing is the personal life. And it's finding the balance between the two and realizing that actually it doesn't matter what anybody else says, you can create the dream no matter what. You've got to have the visualization, then you've got to believe you can do it. As long as your emotional state matches that, then you're on to a winner. And it's realizing that actually we can create any life that we wish. We don't have to stay in the same position or the same state that we're in. So even if it's the mental health issues that you'd like to deal with, well, Breath for Life is a tool for that. If you're successful and you've got all the material stuff that you've ever dreamed of, but you haven't got the happiness, Breath for Life, it's the emotional side. And it keeps coming up because it's the one thing we're not taught at school. We're not taught what emotions are and how we deal with them. We're taught about everything else, but not that side of things. And again, it's great to have an awareness about it. And obviously, by doing the radio show, we're talking about it. But it's taking it one step further and doing something about it. So challenge yourself in 2020. Do something about it. Make this the year where you turn around and go, you know what? I'll give it a go. It's take that step. Don't make yourself count. It's really important that people sort of stand up. And as globally, we start doing it. Very much with the environment, people are a lot more connected with that, and everybody's trying to make an effort. And it's that sort of thing that if we really want to improve mental health, it needs everyone to stand up and say, you know what, let's start doing something, not talking. Because it'd be a real shame to look back and think we were the generation that had a chance to do something about it, but, well, we weren't sure. We talked about it, and we made people aware about it, but that's sort of all we did. So that's what I'd like to sort of push on. Let's try and get some kind of more of an awareness going around that there are tools out there, very effective tools. If I knew breathwork existed 10 years before I found it, I would have commuted to anywhere in the world to do it, knowing the results I've got from it, and knowing that actually there's nothing special about me. Anybody who can do it, anybody listening can have the results that I've had. It's just having a good thing. It's about time we had equality. It's about time people were treated evenly. But at the same time, it's keeping that balance. So it's not saying, oh, well, there should be racism goes back the other way because it's been so far gone the other way for so long. It's kind of like we can't be punishing modern people for what our ancestors have done. We can disagree with it. It's about getting on and making the best of what we've got. It's like seeing the positive. It's kind of like, I love living in England. It's fantastic. Just the diversity of culture, it's fantastic. So I've really, really enjoyed the show this evening. I hope you have too. If it's inspired you to make a change, I'm feeling good about that. God bless. Take care. Have fun. And we'll see you on the next show.
Yep, see you next week.